Hey, this is Drew Beck, back with the Drew Beck Sports Podcast. On today's episode, we'll be talking about the NBA, the NFL, and soccer. I hope you enjoy. First, in the NBA, it's currently the playoffs. Second round. The first round, there was no upsets at all. And the favorites to win are the Golden State Warriors again. They've been dominant in the last few years, have many all-stars. But they're up against the Rockets in the second round, who are trying to take them and knock them off. In the East, Milwaukee Bucks are favored, but Toronto and Philadelphia are also trying to make it to these NBA Finals and knock off the Golden State Warriors. After the NBA playoffs were over, there's going to be the NBA draft, in which Zion Williamson is the top prospect, and everybody wants him. The lottery, in which the picks are decided, takes place very soon on May 14th. New this year, there is a new lottery odds with the lowest three records all getting a 14% chance at the number one pick. While in the past, the number one worst team would get 25%, and so on. So, this is just good tanking. So, there's better odds for teams that didn't do as bad. So, the NBA lottery for the draft should be very exciting this year. Also recently, the NFL draft took place from April 25th to 27th in Nashville, Tennessee. The first pick of the draft was Kyler Murray from Oklahoma, taken by the Arizona Cardinals. This wasn't really a surprise, but it did make the Arizona Cardinals have to trade their first-round quarterback pick from last year, Josh Rosen, who everybody thought was going to be their quarterback for the future, but they traded him to the Miami Dolphins. Another surprising pick, a surprising pick that a lot of people didn't like, was the New York Giants taking Daniel Jones with a 6th pick. A lot of people thought that there was better quarterbacks left in the draft, such as Dwayne Haskins, and that even then taking Daniel Jones, that then, if they wanted him, was too high and they could have traded down and gotten him lower. Because he did not do very well in college at Duke last year and threw a lot of interceptions, and people were not very happy with that. Also, the Lions took tight end TJ Hockenson with their first round pick, which a lot of people are not happy with because the Lions fans felt they had bigger needs to fill, like the offensive line and the defensive line, and that a tight end wasn't exactly what they needed. And the last time they took a tight end in the first round, when they took Eric Ebron a couple years ago, and he's no longer on the team, didn't work out that well. And we drafted him over players like Odell Beckham Jr., who was still available when they drafted Eric Ebron. A good pick, I think, was the Jacksonville Jaguars taking linebacker from Kentucky, Josh Allen. And this is for the 7th pick. I think Josh Allen will be a very good player in the NFL for many years to come. In the Premier League, which is the top division of English soccer, Manchester City and Liverpool have been in a tight title race all season. And there's one game left in the season, and if Manchester City wins their game, then they will win the league. But if they lose or tie and Liverpool wins, then Liverpool will win the league. They've been going back and forth all season for who's in first. For the other two Champions League spots, which is the tournament with the best teams in Europe to qualify, Chelsea and Tottenham have secured them, and Arsenal and Manchester United have secured the two Europa League spots. And the three teams that will be relegated to the second division for next year are Cardiff City, Fulham, and Huddersfield Town. Also, the Premier League Team of the Year was recently announced, and a lot of people were surprised at the fact that Chelsea's Eden Hazard was discluded from the team after his amazing season, in which he scored 16 goals and got 13 assists, and was honestly one of the best players in the league. But he was snubbed from the Team of the Year, which is very controversial. He led Chelsea to a Champions League season, and he's probably going to be headed to Real Madrid next season. Speaking of British soccer, in the Champions League, which is the tournament for the best teams in Europe, for the first time since 2008, two English teams, Tottenham Hotspurs and Liverpool, are in the finals, which takes place on June 1st. They both were in very exciting semifinals, comeback games. Liverpool was up against Barcelona, in which they were down 3-0 after the first leg, but they came back and won 4-0 in the second leg in order to qualify for the finals. And Tottenham was up against Ajax, who, with the Cinderella story of the Champions League this year, nobody expected them to make it all the way to the semifinal, and they knocked off favorites such as Real Madrid and Juventus in the quarterfinal and round of 16 on their way to the semifinal. Yeah, they were beating Tottenham 1-0 after the first leg, and they were up 2-0 at halftime in the second leg, making it 3-0 heading into the second half of the second leg. But Tottenham came back with goals from Lucas Moura in order to make it to the Champions League final. Also, in the Europa League, which is the tournament below the Champions League, two other English teams made it to the final. The first time that two English teams have been in the final for both of the tournaments ever, with Arsenal and Chelsea in the final of that one. This is very big for English soccer because they have not been doing too well in the Champions League recently. It's been dominated by teams like Barcelona and Bayern Munich, Juventus, Real Madrid, from Spain, Germany, Italy. Another cool story is about a month ago, Tiger Woods won his 5th Masters 22 years after winning his first one, after not winning a major championship since 2008 and not winning a Masters since 2005. He won by one stroke, and 22 years ago, he won by 12 strokes. It was a big surprise to a lot of people that he won this Masters because he hasn't won a major tournament in 11 years, and a lot of people thought that he'd fallen off, but he came and he won, and it was a huge story. Well, that's all for me. This has been the Trebek Sports Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and make sure to come back next week for the next episode.